When considering William Carlos Williams' dance Rus, it is very important to think about the intended audience for the poem. As we went through this poem and experienced this little story of the man dancing naked in front of his mirror, we all came away thinking, you know, my, that's a strange little story, and it gives us kind of a funny image, but I'm not sure what to make of it. Well, once you realize that the title of the poem, Dance Rus, is a reference to a piece of classical music by Stravinsky, what you begin to realize is that what's being described in the poem, the dancing and the singing, is kind of going along with or going to that piece of music by Stravinsky, which you can listen to on this site. When you contrast what happens in the poem, the dancing naked man singing I'm lonely, with the music, what you begin to realize is that William Carlos Williams is making a comment on that piece of music, and he's using the music to really help set the mood for the poem. The poem is a fine poem, and you can still get quite a bit from it even if you don't know the Stravinsky reference, but it's really important to recognize that poems make cultural references. They make references to other things that are common to particular cultures or part of particular cultures. When you read this poem, you can read it and understand it without knowing a thing about Stravinsky. But if you know about Stravinsky and the piece of music that's being referenced in the title, then it gives you a very different understanding of what's going on in this poem. And as the man is kind of dancing and acting in this weird way next to the very somber dance Rus. But poems do this, and it's important to be aware of poems and how they make cultural references, and to recognize that sometimes when a poem doesn't seem to make sense right away to you, one reason may be because it's making a cultural reference that you are not yet familiar with.